Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. This is Beth Walsh Erickson of BethWE.com, filling in for Rhett Palmer. Today, we're talking about everybody's favorite subject, food. And we have Angela King in-house with us, and she's helping us go through these lists of organ systems. We were talking about the liver system, and you were saying, basically, it sounds like what you're saying is that if one of the symptoms that you have is you're in and out of depression.
Yes, that's also an emotional symptom of the liver.
Because imbalance. It sounds like, because you mentioned like the symptoms of, you know, even jealousy being, it's kind of a funny thing to become jealous of someone. I think you arrive in life at a certain age where you just, it is what it is, and you kind of get comfortable with yourself. So when jealousy pokes its head up, it's kind of a funny thing, or envy, or any of those traits that are kind of, I don't know, maybe a little bit more, you're saying this could be an imbalance, this could help, an imbalance in your liver system could be kicking in on that.
Exactly.
Okay.
And I think that because I had a teacher one time who said that unfulfilled desires are really the root of the liver energy being out of balance. So, and it creates a pattern that we call in Chinese medicine liver qi stagnation, just meaning the flow of that liver energy isn't moving like it should. And so that tendency of unfulfilled desires, like I think something should be different than it really is, or I desire something to change or that I don't have, any of those things can offshoot in terms of jealousy, depression, irritability, but there's a root of it of an unfulfilled desire.
Okay. And so if I cook my lentils.
Well, green lentils specifically, again, okay. I should mention this too, that every organ system, every organ pair has a color associated with it. And green is the color of the liver, like how we said red was the color of the heart.
Yeah.
So the green.
What was water?
Blue.
Blue is water. And so, I'm sorry, but liver, I'm thinking, of course, I'm thinking of the stuff that the liver makes. I'm thinking, isn't the bile green too?
Yeah, absolutely.
Interesting. Okay.
A lot of those correlations when you start really getting into the intricacies of Chinese medicine.
Okay.
So, yeah, I think the dandelion greens are also something really good for the liver. We sort of, and peppermint also. Artichokes and cabbage, any of those kind of green foods will be really beneficial to help that liver.
Sounds great.
And of course, minimizing your alcohol and intake of fatty foods, of course, is always
good.
Is always
so don't cook your cabbage with your corned beef.
Yeah, don't ruin the energy of the food like that.
Okay. What's the next system you have?
The next system I think we'll talk about is the spleen and the stomach. This is the earth element in Chinese medicine, the color associated with yellow.
Okay.
And again, we talk about this being really related to the digestion. So some of the symptoms one might have if they have an imbalance in this element would be bloating. People who tend to get really bloated after they eat. They may also have some belching, feeling full, and then anything that's a symptom that we would call heaviness. So people who tend to just feel like lethargy and fatigued and sluggish and maybe a heaviness in their head, foggy thinking, also swellings, so edema, water retention, people who are prone to that tend to have this type of imbalance. Also, if they have any like persistent sort of feelings of nausea or just unsettled in their stomach. And then emotionally, these people are the worriers, feeling insecure, just difficulty with their thinking, kind of overthinking things. Mm-hmm. This is all very spleen energy related and earth element related.
Okay. So what foods would you recommend?
The foods that help nourish the spleen and stomach, things I would recommend would be oatmeal. This, according to Chinese medicine, this provides a good benefit. And the spleen itself really likes things to be cooked. So if you really have some of these issues with like the fatigue and the heaviness and the lethargy and maybe some edema, it's actually not recommended in Chinese medicine to eat raw food.
Oh.
So even raw veggies and things like that.
So put your NutriBullet away.
Yeah, in, in,
for, for a few weeks.
Case, right. Okay. In this case, it taxes the energy of the spleen more to have to digest. And when you're already having these symptoms, that's what's important. Then this would come into play more. So cook your veggies, steam your veggies. That's really important. And another thing that's really useful to help the spleen is anything in that yellow orange color family.
So help us with some of those.
Sweet potatoes are huge. Like sweet potatoes, yellow squash, pumpkin, pineapples, this sort of thing can really be useful for the spleen.
Okay, interesting. And you don't usually cook your pineapple unless it's on your pizza, as far as I know. You're probably recommending against the pizza.
This is true. Yeah, no pizza, no wheat for people with spleen imbalances. And it's just definitely, you want to stay away from those, what we would call cloying foods, rich foods. Dairy is considered that in Chinese medicine. Pork is considered that.
Would you think like whole grains, like would barley be okay?
Barley would be good, yes. Barley for the spleen would be beneficial.
I know a lot of friends that have tried to quit eating wheat, and I recommend that they learn to cook whole barley.
Barley does contain some
gluten. It does have gluten.
Right. Yeah. So it depends if they really have a sensitivity to the wheat itself.
Or to gluten.
Okay.
Because for some of them, they're like, wow, once I made the barley and I threw some beans, again, I'm throwing the beans in it and, you know.
Yeah. Again, if you have that whole barley, it's so much, obviously, less processed than wheat flour.
Right.
So if the sensitivity is more to just the wheat and they're trying to get refined grains out of their diet and they don't have a gluten issue, then absolutely.
And I have to be honest, you know, people jones for what they're you. It doesn't matter. When I say jones, it means they really want
crave it.
Crave it, especially if they're allergic.
They crave it
as they quit it. It's like their body is like, wait, where's my wheat? Where's my wheat? Mm-hmm. You know, and barley has helped a few people that I know through that.
And patience also, because once you get past, you know, that usually that 2 or 3 week mark, those cravings just die down.
Even 28 days sometimes. Yeah. I mean, that's why treatment centers are 28 days for people that are trying to quit drinking.
Addictions, absolutely.
Yeah, because so 28 days is a good rule of thumb. Just keep it up for 28 days and then vote again. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
So the last organ system that we have is the metal element.
Okay.
This is the lung and large intestine.
Okay.
So some physical symptoms, obviously anything to do with the lungs themselves, like a chronic asthma or coughing, chest tightness, that sort of thing. But again, it's also upper respiratory in Chinese medicine. So allergies, rhinitis, frequent sinus infections, this sorts of things. Anything on the skin, eczema, psoriasis, these sorts of rashes, sore throats often, and just weak immunity in general is related to imbalance in the lung and large intestine. And then on the IBS type symptoms, irritable bowel for the colon. Grief is associated with this according to the emotions and an inability to let go of things. So if you experience any of these, some of the foods that would be helpful, we like carrots to help balance the lung and large intestine. Cooked pears are helpful. Peaches. We don't really eat a lot of sweet rice around here, but in China, that's really recommended. Walnuts, licorice. Some cinnamon is also useful in this case too. So cinnamon is a good thing to use. Adzuki beans, basil, and onions even can help the lung and the large intestine.
That's interesting. I don't see a color. Is there a color there?
The color for the metal element is really more white.
Okay.
So some of the more blandy things like the onions, you know, the leeks, things like that, that tends to be along the more whitish colored.
Right.
But it doesn't apply as cauliflower actually even for this, but it doesn't apply quite as much. You know, you heard me say the cooked pears, cooked apples, they have that kind of fleshier, whitier color. But all in all, there's more things that can help strengthen the energy of the lung.
I'm just going to throw out, since you mentioned onions, because we're talking about food, just remember, everybody, if you're going to use your onion, cut your whole onion. Use the whole onion. Add some extra onion, because onions really do attract bacteria. Once it's cut, the onion will attract bacteria. And there are people who even cut an, if there's like a cold or a sickness in the household, they'll cut an onion, put it in a little dish on the windowsill, and other people in the family don't get sick.
Because
the onion will attract the bacteria. I know it sounds crazy. I am very Irish. My grandmother was very Irish. But I'll tell you what, I would never eat an onion that was cut. Like if it wasn't eaten all at once. Because they do.
Wow.
They hold bacteria. they like to grow things. I don't know what else to say about it.
Some of those, you know, some of those types of traditional folklore medicines can be the most beneficial. So that's a useful tip.
Yeah. I tell you, it's helped me for years. We are going to close our segment with Angela. I think it was very interesting. We learned a lot about our organ systems and about the foods that we can eat. And if they wanted more information, Angela, where can they contact? Do you have a website or someplace they can contact you?
We are finishing the website this summer, Beth.
Excellent.
That is a main project for Indian River Acupuncture. Calling would be the best, 564-8383. Just a quick mention that we do on staff, one of our acupuncture physicians, Chelsea Kroskies-Dodd, is also a certified clinical nutritionist, so she shares the best of both worlds. And another thing I'd like to say is people don't have to come for acupuncture. We offer all of these services, and if they just wanted nutritional advice or a food therapy consult, that sort of thing, we offer that too. They don't have to come just seeking acupuncture.
That's wonderful. And you do the Women Leading Wellness in the in the winter.
Yes.
Is that right? It's usually
it's usually in January, February.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And there you get a whole host of different women that are all seeking to help other women live their fullest and best and most healthy life.
Yes, the event has expanded from the time it started 3 years ago with just an idea to this year we had 200 women in the audience and a panel of eight local community doctors and healthcare providers, all promoting health and wellness from a mind, body, and spirit perspective.
Yeah, I loved it. I have to be honest and tell you that each one, when I go to a workshop like that, because I do give workshops, if somebody can leave a workshop with one or two tips that they actually think about, I mean, I mentioned earlier in the show, 7 seconds, if you're not urinating for 7 seconds, you didn't really have to go.
Right.
And I find myself counting. It's just insane, but it is true. And I'll tell you what, it makes me feel better. Like, I'm okay. Thanks a lot, Angela. We're going to take a little break, and we come back. We're coming back with Betsy Root. Thanks.